Husker Radio is proud to present the 2020 KODY Mayoral Candidate Forum for the City of North Platte. Brought to you by Coors Distributing and the D&N Event Center. Tonight, KODY will speak with all five candidates running to be the next mayor of North Platte on the topics and issues you care about. The following views are not the views of KODY or Husker Radio staff and are intended to educate the listeners on the upcoming primary election and the mayoral race. Tonight's forum will be posted on our website at huskerradio.com tomorrow morning. If you miss any part of it, we will re-air each candidate's answers starting tomorrow morning at 7:30 each day. Now, time for the forum. Here are your hosts, Tristan Winder and George Lobby.
Welcome into KODY's Mayoral Forum. Tristan Winder, blessed be with you here, and joined by my good friend and work colleague, George Lobby, here from the North Platte Bulletin. George, thanks for partnering with us.
Hey, glad to be here.
Glad to have you joining us here, and obviously, it's such an important role that the media plays here, local media, the Bulletin, Husker Radio, KODY playing here with our big election season this year.
Yeah, and under the circumstances with COVID-19, exactly. It's awful hard for these candidates to get their word out, and so we're happy to team up with you, and we're getting all the mayoral candidates in here to talk to them.
And one big thing when it comes to running for any office within Lincoln County, one big thing is going door to door. You can make the argument that that's what won State Senator Mike Groney his first bid down at the state unicameral. You can make the argument that that's what's won or lost different offices here throughout the county many times before. But because of COVID-19, our mayoral candidates are not really allowed to go door to door like some have in years past. So it's really changed the way that elections are done, not only throughout the entire state, but right here in Lincoln County.
That's right. I've heard that often, that door to door is the key to success in these campaigns, especially locally. And it gets them a chance to interact with the electorate and the constituents and get out there and kind of beat the streets, which gives people a close up personal look at them. So without that, things are a little different.
So that's the reasoning for this mayoral forum, is to give you that up close and personal look the best that we can here live on the air. And you've also done that in the Bulletin, and I know you guys are continuing to do that leading up to the election.
Right. I think both our organizations have a tradition of interviewing candidates and trying to help the electorate make wise decisions. So we've run profiles of the candidates, and now here we are interviewing them.
Yeah, and the thing that I love about what the Bulletin does and what we're doing here with this forum on KODY is you hear directly from the candidate. Now, obviously, with the radio, you hear them directly, but with what you put in the Bulletin, it's their exact words. It's not twisted by any means. You talk directly to the candidate, and it's right from the horse's mouth, printed in the Bulletin.
Right. I think the combination, here they're on the spot, and they've got to speak, and in our situation, they can think and write a little bit, and they got to be good at both things to be a good mayor.
Absolutely.
So, and I think both presentations give the voters a good chance to see, to measure their character and their qualifications.
Definitely. Yep. Yeah, I think you have to do both. And with these questions, you'll hear us ask the mayoral candidates. There's a good combination of them. George and I worked on these together, and I think George did probably, I would say, 80% of the work in forming the questions.
I think I drafted them, and then we both tweaked them and went over them. And some of them are kind of obvious, and some of them are not so obvious, and they try to be general types of questions and also some specifics. That's kind of hard for a newspaper guy to say on the radio.
And the thing that we've done with this as well, folks, is each one of the mayoral candidates did have the opportunity to review some of the questions, not all of them, because with these interviews, we wanted to see how each candidate would respond on the spot, because obviously, in any political office, you need to be able to be quick on your feet. So a few of these questions, obviously, they were able to see ahead of time, and some of them they knew were going to get brought up. You know the hot topics here in North Platte, but not all of them were aware of what question was going to be asked at what time. So you can see how they think on their feet as a candidate.
Right. And also, you get to listen to their voices, and you kind of get an idea how well they communicate verbally and what they're how they're going to lead the city through this challenging times, what their personality's like, and how well they deal with people. So that's an important measurement as we go to the voting booth.
It's a big duty for the North Platte voters to decide who's going to be our next mayor here for the city of North Platte. We are at an awfully unique time here in North Platte's history. Mayor Dwight Livingston has announced that he was not going to seek re-election. That prompted a few other individuals to announce their candidacy and announce their running. A total of 5 mayoral candidates.
Right.
And each one brings a different piece to the pie, so to speak, and a different piece of the pie to the table, if you would.
It's a spirited election, a lot of different approaches and a lot of different people and a lot of different backgrounds are involved here. So it's a opportune time for actually for the voters. I mean, it's like a field day. Mm-hmm. You've got plenty of choices here to pick from. And they all have different qualifications and different attributes. So it's an interesting time to be casting your ballot.
Definitely would encourage folks to not only listen to the mayoral forum that we'll get to with each candidate here in a few moments, encourage you to check it out when we get it posted online, and encourage you to continue to do your research on each one of these individual candidates. Rather, you go back and re-listen to the interviews that George and I have done, or maybe you go back to the bulletin and kind of use that as a resource leading up to the election, because it is extremely important for the North Platte voters to do their homework with this big election.
Well, we're all in this community together, so the better job we do of the work that sets the city wheels in motion, the better city will be.
We'll dive into the questions which each one of the mayoral candidates coming up here on KODY. Tristan Winder, George Lobby, glad to be with you. Appreciate you taking some time for us, George.
Happy to be here.
We'll dive into the candidates' responses and questions coming up next on KODY's Mayoral Forum.